Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. We are currently in the south of France when this episode comes out.
So excited for us right now.
I know. So we are pre-recording this episode because last week we did like a day in our life kind of admin day situation, and we wanted to do other days, but that episode kind of went long, so we were like, wait, let's just put it in two parts. So this is part two. So if you haven't listened to part one yet, listen to part one. But part two, we're going to do like day in our lives for content days and event days and what that looks like, and like breaking it down really granularly and being very detailed about what those days look like. So excited. But yes, we are currently in the south of France. So excited. This episode comes out on a Monday and our trip officially starts Tuesday. So we got there a little early, but yeah, just so excited. But we wanted to have an episode out for you guys because we just love you guys so much and love the support and all the tags. Yes. I feel like for updates, I want to say like, loving just all the love from our past trip girlies who have been just posting and tagging. It seriously just melts my heart when I see any of them from our trips just like hanging out together, doing all the things. And a lot of them did fashion week together, and it was just so
cute. It makes me literally so happy.
I miss them so much. I wish they could all just go on every trip and we could just hang out together all the time, because it's always just so fun when we're together. But yeah, just so happy that they created friendships on our trip that have lasted outside of the trip, and that they like meet up for fashion week and do all the things and content together. So,
and it's cool because all of them are from literally different states all over. So it's, yeah, I just think that's so cool. That makes me so happy too.
Love that. Also, I'm a single mother right now. Andrew is out of the house, so I have to like control the dogs, which is very hard to do while recording a podcast. So if you hear them chirping in the background, hopefully I don't have to yell at them, but they usually egg each other on. So it's like when one goes, the other goes. And Dexter also has a tummy ache right now, so I also have to monitor that. So I don't know if he ate something or what, but I feel like I've literally been home all day. So I'm just like, I don't know what he would have gotten into, but he only gets tummy aches when he gets into things that he shouldn't. So we're monitoring that, probably just because he wants rice and chicken for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He's like a brat like that. He's like, I'm going to get a tummy ache so I can have rice and chicken. So, yeah, that's kind of the situation right now. So, okay, I feel like that's our main update. Like, basically, South of France trip is going to be full swing. Paris Fashion Week after that. Yeah, so lots of exciting, fun things coming up. Okay, what is your current influence of the week?
My influence of the week is Tweed. I feel like I am bringing so much Tweed on this trip. I don't know, like, for some reason, I'm just so into, like, the preppy vibes for fall. I think it's such a cute fall vibe. So I have so much Tweed, little Tweed sets, and I'm so excited to wear them all. I think they just look so chic, and I feel like brands are making them better, like the best I've seen outside of like designer. I feel like Tweed and like the gold buttons or like the little details on Tweed sets or jackets or shorts or whatever, like, I don't know, I just feel like they've never hit until this year for me, like, unless it's like a really luxurious item that was like a high price point. But I feel like it's trickling down finally. So yeah, I'm excited about that. And I have a lot of Tweed this fall in general, but especially for the trip. And love that. I'm obsessed. What about you? What is your influence of the week?
My influence this week, I feel like I've been seeing this on stories a lot lately, but I'm so obsessed with girls and their bracelet stacks or just like the watches. Mm-hmm. Like obviously on the more luxe side is like when you have your cute Rolex with like your Cartier like nail bracelet and then the Van Cleef and then like a diamond tennis bracelet. Obviously, that's like the high-end luxe side, but you can totally have like just like a cutie watch with some bracelets stacked up, like bangles and whatnot. So I feel like I'm just so obsessed and I want to kind of start investing into my own bracelet watch stack situation. So I feel like I'm going to feel it out in Paris and see what the vibes are and what the availability is, but I think that's like a goal for next year is to kind of start investing in like a classic staple bracelet stack basically.
Yeah,
because so I feel cute. Like also when I go to events like Pilates events and stuff, everyone has their cute workout set and then these girls are like stacked with bracelets and I'm like, do you work out with all of that on? Love like is that the vibe? I don't know, but I just feel like I've been noticing it more because obviously I'm paying attention and getting inspired. So loving the whole wrist stack situation. So yeah, that's my current influence.
Speaking of which, like, do you remember that era of our lives where like every girl had a Michael Kors watch? Like, did you have one?
Oh my gosh. I had a rose gold one. Three in my like old jewelry box. None of them work.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, side story really fast. I had a part-time job at Michael Kors during holiday in college.
Oh, cute. I didn't know that.
They like weren't, I wasn't like of the status to like actually make sales and ring people up. I was kind of the assistant to the sales associates, but they obviously hire more people during holiday because it's such a busy season. But like, I would help get back stock or pull sizes or like wrap stuff because a lot of people at the time were buying Michael Kors as gifts during the holiday season. So like the watches, the iconic riding boots, like all of that. Oh, and the iconic Michael Kors bags too.
Oh my God. I got my watch and bag off Poshmark. Yeah.
Love that. So I got an employee discount. I don't think it was as good as the normal sales associate discount, but I definitely took advantage of it and I bought the watches. So I have, maybe they'll come back. Maybe they'll like be a thing again. But I found in my old jewelry box, I was like organizing things. I have a gold one, a rose gold one, and like a gray silver E1. Like,
oh my God, like a gunmetal, like actually. Gunmetal. Girl. Accessory. Yeah, my everyone rose gold had them.
Michael Kors watch was like my pride and joy. It's same. Like rose gold and the face had like the crystals on.
Oh my God, same. I like... think I had the same exact one.
So yeah, I would love for those to make a comeback. You and can I would bring have to her take out them to a watch place and get them fixed so they actually work. But yeah, fun times. So yeah, I do have some Michael Kors watches and I'm surprised I've never sold them because I feel like that'd be a good
idea. I think sell, I sold mine on Poshmark.
I just like hang on to those kinds of things. I don't know. So
well, maybe you can sell them to invest in a Rolex.
I know. Also, I'm like trying to figure out, do people like, I guess it's like personal preference, but is it like the Cartier, I think it's called the Panther watch, which is a little more square, or like a classic Rolex? Like, I truly can't decide because I've talked about this before and my style is more square, which is the Cartier.
Oh yeah.
But the Rolex is obviously round, but I feel like Rolex is so classic, like the most classic. So I feel like that's what I'm leaning towards and manifesting. So we'll see.
Cute. We'll see. We should do like a haul. We'll do a little haul on the podcast when we're back, you guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Rolex is similar to Hermes, where like they don't just sell them to you and there's like wait lists and they don't have stock. And yeah, so I think it's a game as well. So I also can't decide new or vintage, because the vintage ones are honestly nice too. And like, I feel like a lot of people keep them in pretty good condition and they have like small scratches, but I'm probably going to scratch it anyway.
Yeah, so exactly.
Little scratches don't really bother me. So also deciding on that route as well. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the universe has in store. But
cute.
Okay. I feel like we should dive into this episode because the last episode, well, I think we were chatting for a long time before the episode started, but last episode was kind of long. So we're like, okay, part two. So this is part two of day in our lives and what it looks like. So we're going to first start with content days. So we're going to start with a content day at home and what that looks like. So do you want to start with your
content
day at home?
Yeah, I usually have my little content days at home on Tuesdays, mainly because I have my assistant like dedicate that day to kind of like working with me. But then if not, like I'm just always like in the mindset of like, okay, Tuesday's my home film content day. Because if I don't do that, I literally would not film at home. I feel like I just feel like it takes so much, like you have to motivate yourself to like put on makeup and just be filming at home. So yeah, for an at home content day, I'll usually do my normal routine that I talked about in the last episode, but a little bit earlier in the day. And I'll probably shorten it into like 3 hours. I usually try to start like filming and doing my at home like content around like 12. My lighting at my house is kind of always the same, so like I don't really base it around lighting, but I feel like 12 is usually when I'm good and ready. I did my Pilates, I did my hair and makeup, I did all the things. So yeah, usually for these kinds of days, also just like content days in general, I will have like a little bit fuller coverage for my makeup. If I'm not doing my makeup, it's usually like an SPF, tinted SPF, or the YSL Bare Tint. That's like my fave. So yeah, a little bit heavier makeup. And yeah, like I said, my assistant will come over. I don't need her really when I'm filming. Honestly, it's probably like, I don't know. Like, she doesn't need to be there, but like for me, filming goes so much quicker. I don't know what it is. Like, I will literally
film. I feel like it's because it's like you have someone holding you accountable. Yes. And like, you're like, okay, like we have stuff to do. She has stuff to do. Like, I got this done.
That is,
like, when it's just yourself, you're like, oh, break time.
I'm just taking the whole freaking day. I filmed something today and I swear to God, it took me the whole day. And now I'm like, what was I doing? Like, seriously, I don't know. So honestly, having her there like is more to keep me accountable. You're right. So yeah, she's like there, standing there. I'm like, okay, I need to get this done. And like, she's able to like, I also really like that she can like look at the frame and just show, like be like, okay, step to your left. Okay, do this, do this. So it's just not like I'm staring into my little mirror screen thing or like a different mirror to see where I am on the camera. So it just goes a lot faster. So I'll have her do that. Also on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, I will have like a call with my management team, and connect with them, see if I need to do anything for like any brands or filming or edits, things like that. And that's usually at 9 a.m. So then my assistant usually comes over at like 11 or 12, I usually take those calls like in the parking lot getting ready for Pilates. Like the call's at 9, my Pilates is at 9:30. Then I come back, do my makeup, do my hair, assistant comes over, and then I'm home filming. Yeah, and that's pretty much like what I do. Before that, like any pre-prep, there's a lot of prep, honestly. I can never go into one of these like at home content days with no inspo or no thoughts of like what I'm filming, or else it will, again, take me the entire day. I honestly try to take it as far as having like a shot list, or else I will just, again, be so scatterbrained. So pre-prep, have my at home content day. Hopefully it goes smooth. Hopefully I'll get like a good 3 videos in if I'm lucky. But yeah, I think that's everything for my home content What about you? What's your day look like?
Okay, so for a home content day, I feel like I don't really have a specific dedicated day. I'll, at the beginning, like on a Monday, on an admin day, like we talked about last week, mm-hmm. I'll probably look at my schedule and just see what my week looks like and then pick a day to dedicate to it. Cause like, yeah, again, like if I don't pick a day, like it just won't happen. Cause I'll be mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm not feeling
it
today.
I know, it's just
like,
so hard.
I can just do it tomorrow. Yeah. Like, oh, no pressure. Like I have an easy yes. week. And like, sometimes that's fine. And I have the flexibility to do that, but it's better if I like write it down and dedicate it. Cause then I'm like, okay, like this is my shoot day. And then I can tell Andrew as well. So sometimes he'll go to like a coffee shop or he'll leave the house or he'll just mm-hmm. be more aware if I'm filming audio, like if I'm doing a YouTube haul or something. If you can hear that weird noise in the background, it's Wrangler getting water. I don't know if you can hear it, but
I can't, but
okay. Yeah. So, okay. So let me think. So I do my normal morning routine, wake up, you know, I'll check emails, computer, admin, everything I talked about, like responding. And then I feel like I personally try to get ready from like start like 9:30, 10 to get ready so that mm-hmm. I'm ready to start by 11 because I feel like the lighting for me, it does matter. So I'm trying to think. So my house faces north south. So basically the sun comes across the window basically. So it starts from like one side of the house at the beginning of the day, and then it as it goes west, it like crosses across the window. So I feel like my good lighting time is from 11 to about 3-ish, I would say. 3 is really pushing it. My like goal time would be 11 to 2, I feel like. And it changes with the seasons as well, but right now I think 11 to 2 is like my good window. So I try to be ready by 11. And then for prep, I feel like I don't necessarily set things out, but I think I have my prep in my head or good to go, like of what I need to shoot. And it, obviously it's easier to shoot at home because then it's like, oh, I need this. And you just mm-hmm. like grab whatever pair of shoes and like whatever blazer. And you're like, oh, I could do this. Or if you put something on and you don't like it, you're like, oh, I can change this. I don't like this.
Yeah.
So I feel like I try to either write down or just know like what I'm filming. I feel like for the most part, I'm only try to film like one campaign at a time, maybe mm-hmm. two, depending on deadlines. Like if something is like urgent, then I'll squeeze it in. But like, I really don't like doing more than one. Cause I feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like everyone knows like trying on clothes is so
exhausting. Yeah.
I spent the day trying on outfits for South of France and Paris and just like taking the photos and whatever to have for my Canva PowerPoint, for my outfits to plan. And I spent literally 11 to like 2:30 doing that, literally just like trying on an outfit, doing a quick photo, taking it off.
Yeah, it takes
next outfit. And like I'm trying to like put the outfits together as much as possible, so it's like not just like shorts in the top, it's like the shoes, the jewelry, the sunglasses,
yeah,
the whole outfit situation. So that obviously takes time too. So yeah, that's exhausting. So I try not to do too much. I feel like you can just like see it in my face in the videos where I'm like over it and I'm like, okay, I look miserable in that video, I can't use that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I feel like too, also a lot of the times my studio is my content room, but sometimes it gets messy throughout the week because I'll just throw my packages in there or do mm-hmm. my unboxing photos or whatever. So I really, really try to clean that room before, or at least move everything out of the way. Because if I have to do it the day of my content, it stresses me out because it's just like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's like my lighting time. And now I'm using my lighting time to clean and organize. So that's annoying. But so yeah, I have to like clean that room, prep it, and then I'll film whatever content. Luckily, my closet, it has mirror sliding doors. I don't know why, but truly everywhere that I have lived in California, the closet doors have been sliding mirror doors. And I just like, is that a thing? Is that the vibe here? Because in Arizona, that was never a thing. But living in California.
Yeah, like, I guess.
I think every place I've filmed at has had mirrors. So luckily the mirrors are, so I have my window.
So you know where you are in your phone. So, that is really nice.
So my window is like the big wall, obviously. And luckily the windows are pretty big, which I really like. And then obviously the wall with the couches on one side, and then directly opposite of that is the mirror closet doors. So like I can set my tripod up to face me, and then I'm using the back camera on my phone, so I can see my phone screen in the closet mirror.
Yeah, that's
sliding
really
door,
nice.
Basically. So that's like super helpful, honestly. I mean, sometimes I do end up off center because I think it looks like I'm in the center, and then I'm like kind of slightly off, but it's fine. It's like not bad enough to have to redo it. So I probably will film until 3 o'clock, or I finish my tasks, whatever happens first. And then I try to put everything away after. Like I have those boot inserts basically that help keep your boots standing up straight, so the like leg part doesn't tilt over. And it sounds so silly, but I try to like put my boots back with their boot inserts every time after I use them. If you can hear that noise, now Dexter is taking a drink of water. It's like one of them does one thing and then the other one also has to
love
do it
that.
So yeah, Dexter, we're talking about you. He's looking at me now. He's like looking at me as he's drinking the water. Like he knows. Okay, Dexter. So yeah, I try to clean up after I'm done, because obviously that's just a good habit I feel like to have. Mm-hmm. And it just like helps your future self.
It's hard when you're like so burnt out from filming though. Yeah.
Well, and it gets hot because also the windows are so big and the sun crosses in front of them. So it's like all the warmth comes in, and I feel like, unfortunately, like that's going to be our nursery room eventually. And I'm like very concerned about like the temperatures in this room. So we'll see. But yeah, so I finished wrapping up, filming, put my stuff away, like hang my blazers up. I have a rack in there. So that's kind of like things I need to shoot, or just like my classics that I always grab for, like certain blazers, like trousers, just like my basics. Mm-hmm. So clean up, put everything away. And then honestly, I feel like at that point I'm exhausted and I can't even look at the content anymore.
No, literally same.
So I like sit down for a little bit and like rest and like recuperate. And yeah, I feel like that's pretty much what it looks like. And then usually at night when we're just watching TV, I feel like that's kind of when I'll start going through the content and editing and like looking at it. So yeah, that is my home content day. And yeah, I'm trying to think what else. I think that's like it basically. Yeah, I feel like I have to be on top of it just because of my lighting window. And then like if I know like I'm not gonna be able to get ready or get my hair done by at least like 12:30, I just like call it quits. I'm like, I'm not even gonna try. I'm not gonna rush myself. Like I don't wanna feel rushed. So
yeah, I guess that makes sense, because your window is like only one side of you. So is it like not even? Okay, I only have one room in my house with a window like right in front of me. This is the only room. So it's like always the same, I want to say.
But yeah, and then the other thing is like I'm not facing the window. Yeah. I considered doing that, but then I would have to put the couch on the back wall. So then if I was taking mirror selfies in the actual mirror, then it wouldn't be the pretty couch behind it. It would be like my racks and my shoe shelves, shoe cases. Why am I blanking? Shoe organizers, whatever. So I decided to put the couch behind so that it be in the mirror for any kind of selfies. And I like it that way. So I'm kind of like diagonal kind of to the side of the light. And I feel like for me it works, because I kind of like less bright light anyway, but it's like still natural light. So
yeah. I feel like at home content, lighting is everything. Like truly, lighting is everything. If you can get natural light somewhere in your house, that is the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, because that is what we'll perform.
Finding a stand in front of your biggest window that gets the best light, yeah, and just make whatever that background is as like clean and aesthetic as possible, mm-hmm, as you can. I feel like that's like, that's what catches my eye when I'm scrolling on my Explore feed and people are doing like at home content, like,
yeah, the lighting. It is always like the nice lighting. Room. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what my home content day looks like. What does your shooting content look like? Like, if we're shooting in San Diego,
yeah,
like not going too far, like what does that look like for you?
I love these days because also we're not like prepping for LA, and it's like, I feel like they're very casual and yeah, just like the at home. Also, it's less exhausting than at home content, I feel like. Whenever I was thinking about that today,
yeah,
about how these videos just like take up hours and hours of my day. And like when we shoot, it is just, I feel like it can be so quick and we get so much done. But yeah, so if we're shooting,
yeah,
I am usually prepping the night before. So I'm putting outfits together. I'm scrolling, going through my inspo. I have a running saved album every single season, and I'll just create a new one every single season. So I'll go through like my fall album, get some inspo if I am lacking any, and put some outfits together. And then I will like pack them up the night before too, or the morning before. It depends like how much time I have in the morning. And I always pack my outfits. I have been using the same Baze Weekender bag. I'm not even joking you. It has to be 4 years now. Like, honestly, I'm really
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like there was a round of gifting where everyone got this Baze Weekender bag except me. I'm not even joking. I've never owned one, like never got that invite. And I feel like,
oh my God, no, honestly, I love them so much. I cannot believe I've been using the same one for like 4 years. Like, that just made me validate my own decision to buy the Baze large suitcase, because truly, this is a really timeless brand. Like, it lasts.
Love that.
I honestly kind of want to buy another one, because just to go with the suitcase, I want to build this entire, I want to get all the suitcases in this color. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, like have the whole collection.
But yeah, love the Baze Weekender bag. If you guys need a little shoot bag, it's really cool. I don't use this feature really because it's kind of annoying to like dump out all my clothes, but it has like a shoe thing. It has like a shoe compartment at the bottom, which sometimes I'll use if I can actually close my bag, but usually I can't close it because there's so much stuff in it. But yeah, I'll pack up my little Weekender bag, and then I will have that ready to go in the morning so I don't have to stress too much. But I am always stressing for some reason. I can, like, I saw this TikTok of a girl, and it was like, if you have 2 hours to get ready, you'll use the full 2 hours. If you have 20 minutes to get ready, you'll still look the same, but you only need 20 minutes. And that is exactly what happens to me. I'm really trying to manage my time better, but for some reason, I'm always running in a frenzy out the door for shoot days. And then, yeah, we will meet up usually in downtown San Diego, and we'll take like around 3 hours, I want to say, on average, like 2.5-ish. Maybe 2.5-ish hours, and we will get like...
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Good 3 to 4 outfits in, I feel like I know myself. And after 3, I just don't know if I don't know. 3 is like my sweet spot. Even if I have 4, I'll usually end up liking 3. So yeah, we will plan around like 4 outfits usually on average. And I would say our shoot, like, we're usually doing this from 12 to like 3 or maybe 1 to 4. And then I'll get home. I'm kind of burnt out by this point, so I will relax. We will be watching like a show or something, and then I'll like casually edit around the end of the night, go through all the content, see what we got, and plan the feed. So yeah, I feel like pretty straightforward. I think that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah, I feel like mine is similar. I definitely try to prep the day before and set out outfits.
She's a single mom right now,
you guys. I feel like they know that I need them to be quiet, and they're just really pushing the limits. So I try to prep for sure the day before, or at least just have a general idea, or at least certain pieces I know I want to style. Sometimes I feel like it's similar to posting, but sometimes I just don't get inspired until like the last second. Like, I'm like, I don't know what my vibe is. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just like sleep on it. I'll dream about it. And my outfits will come to me in my dreams. And then when love I wake that. Up, setting I'll know your intention. What I want to shoot. So I feel like I do start the prep the day before. And then day of, kind of same morning routine. And then get ready. I'm trying to think like in terms of timing. Yeah, I feel like where I live, there's like kind of traffic coming back home. So we've been going a little earlier, but honestly, it's kind of like I feel like we end at the same time regardless. But I feel like I don't like rush mornings. So I still like get up at the same time, do my post at 8:15, between 8:15 and 8:20, do my engaging, get out of bed at 9:00. Go downstairs, like get some sunshine, let the dogs run around a bit, just check my emails real quick, have some breakfast, and then start getting ready at 9:30. I feel like if I'm trying to film, sometimes I'll film a makeup video as I'm getting ready because I'm like, well, I'm doing my makeup anyway, might as well. Because I usually don't film like just a makeup video, just to film one and then be done. You know what I mean? So like, on shoot days, I'm like, okay, so sometimes I'll start a little earlier and give myself the extra time to film that. And then hair, then I have to do my hair first. I'm normally a makeup hair outfit girly, but when I film a makeup tutorial, I do my hair first. Yeah. And it always feels so weird to me, but I'll do my hair and then my makeup and then my outfit. And then it comes down to the wire and I'm like, shoot, I need to make some outfits real quick. And then I get inspired. Like you said, having saved albums. I also have ongoing saved albums, but I don't create new ones every season. I honestly just dump into like the main one. So I have like a fall fashion album, and like every year when it's fall time, I'll start to like load in or save my fall inspo into that folder. And then it also has like the fall inspo from last year too. So I just have like this ongoing folder situation for each season. And it's really funny because I actually have that for like New York Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. I just have these like ongoing folders basically. And yeah, I'll browse that for like outfit inspo. If there's just like a certain direction I want to take my outfits or my content, pose inspo as well. And then I'll kind of look at my own content, see what's been performing well lately, and, you know, recreate something similar to that. Knowing that like the certain spots we go to, like I know what kind of outfits I want for that. So when we do, you know, that coffee shop that we go to, I know I'm doing like a more casual look or look where I'm sitting down. So I have to keep that in mind. And then at our hotel location, it's more standing up. So I always think about that too. And I try to mix in casual and like more styled, I guess, outfits as well. So I can have a good mix because I do feel like my casual content performs better than my style. But yeah, so I try to mix in my casual and my more styled looks because I like those ones personally, but casual just does better because I think my audience likes that. So I just make sure I have a good mix in so I can alternate on my feed. And then, yeah, I like pack up my bag. So I use this, okay, it's this coat brand. I'm pretty sure it's pronounced A Paris.
It looks like A Paris, yeah.
But I think it's A Paris. It's like APPARIS. And they,
no, I was just going to say that.
First of all, where did they go? Second, I feel like they used to like gift a ton of coats. Like they were like the big furry fuzzy coats. And one time in the gifting, they sent the coats in this really big black kind of tote situation. And I feel like, honestly, I've been using the same tote for 3 to 4 years as well. And it's held up and it's honestly a really nice bag. It's kind of like a felt material. Honestly, I'm shocked it's lasted, but it's pretty big, but it's a good shape so that it like fits it fits between the back seat or the driver's seat and then the back seat. It like fits on the crown, so it like fits perfectly. So, and then it's like very rectangular, so I can lay things in it pretty like folded in half flat vibes, so I'm not doing too many wrinkles, which is nice. So I usually pack my outfits usually in order of how we're going to shoot because we usually do like the same order. So at the bottom, I'll put my last outfits there. So it'll start with like the gild walls and then go backwards. Whereas like my, I'll start in my coffee shop outfit and then have my mirror outfit second. So I organize that. And then I also have my accessory bag. I feel like I always bring it, even though I don't really use that much from it, but it like has my sunglasses, all my hats, like my full assortment of hats I always have on hand. Like I have all the black versions of my hat, the neutral colors. And then I'm trying to think what else is in there. Oh, I have like, I think I have like they're old now, but like,
oh, like
newspaper slash magazine situations. Yeah, just props. And then like my coffee cup, my black Saint Laurent coffee cup is in there. And what else? I think Dexter thinks I need protecting right now because
I hear him tippy tapping.
And like, he's like he's, tappy toes around the house, like checking all the doors. And I'm like, should I be concerned, Dexter? I just wish he would lay down, Dexter. So I think that's pretty much it for packing. And then it's usually like a solid 30-minute drive. So put my podcast on or my music and just drive down the coast, get to downtown. And then, we shoot at very similar spots every single time. If anything, I feel like the coffee shop is the one that changes. But what else? I'm trying to think. But yeah, so I always have my prop bag and then my outfit shoot bag with me. And yeah, we'll do our shoot day. We'll go to our spots. I feel like we're so productive. Like when we go to the coffee shop, I'll wear the same outfit, but we take photos in two spots. Like we take a photo at the counter and then I take a photo sitting down at the little table. And I feel like I can get like 2 to 3 posts from that location, which is so great. And then same with the mirror spot. We have like a couple different angles we do. And then the guild wall, we have so many angles. Like the guild alone, we could probably get like 5 outfits if we actually wanted to, because we do like the white wall, the brown wall, and then the 2 mixed walls together, a car photo, and then sitting on the curb. Like we crank that out. We are like boom, boom, boom. And it's so funny because it's in front of another hotel. And I swear they just watch us like take photos, we get back in the car, we change, they like watch us get back out of the car in like completely different outfits. And I'm so curious what they are thinking of like what this is. But we're honestly regulars at this point. Like we know all the people in the area. We know like the coffee shop workers, like we say hi to them when they walk by. And yeah. So that's, I feel like, a shoot day. And then we finish, after like the 3 hours, and then drive home, try to beat traffic, and then usually I'm like exhausted and I cannot look at those photos until the next day because
it's exhausting.
Content is like,
it really takes
so much energy. So yeah. So yeah, usually I come home and like we'll cook dinner and then just watch some TV for the rest of the night, and then I'll do my nighttime reel post and yeah, I'll get ready for bed, prep my post for the morning, mm-hmm. and then go to sleep at midnight. So yeah, I feel like very similar kind of schedules on that. And then lastly, for an event day, what does that
Okay, for
look
our
like
event
for
days,
you?
It usually means we are going to LA, because pretty rarely there's events in San Diego, but there has been like quite a few recently, which is great. I really hope it continues to pick up in San Diego. But yeah, usually we're going to LA, and usually events in LA are around like 11 to 1, like somewhere in that range. And it's pretty consistent. Like, I feel like it's always in that range. So usually that means we are leaving around 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. because we want to avoid traffic, because the traffic can be brutal. If you leave San Diego or LA at the wrong time going from place to place, like, you can be stuck there for like over 3 hours, 3.5 to 4 hours. So we try to beat that. So yeah, that means that we are waking up at like 5 to 6 a.m. So if we have like an 8 a.m. wait, set 5, 6, 7. If we're gonna do like a 7 a.m. leave time, I'm usually waking up at 5 a.m. because I want to have a good like morning still. I don't want to be too rushed. So I'll get up. I'll still do my same morning meditation outside. I will make my coffee. Hopefully I have my post ready already. But if not, I'll like sit down with my coffee. I'll edit some stuff, do some stuff on my phone, check emails, do whatever I need to do before we're in LA, because it's usually like the full work day. So if you need to like communicate with a brand, talk to someone, within the workday, usually it needs to be like scheduled out or something. So yeah, doing that in the morning, and then I will get ready, do my makeup, do my hair. I try to do my hair first, because if I'm running a bit behind and if Alyssa's driving, I will like finish up my makeup in the car, which honestly I've gotten pretty skilled at. I can actually do my makeup in the car.
I do not know how you do that. I have never been able to do that.
Yeah, I don't really know how I do that, because like I am fully doing eyeliner and lashes in the car. And it's like always fine for the most part. So doing that if I'm running late, because Alyssa loves driving. She loves driving. And so then we'll leave. We will get to LA probably around like 9, and we will shoot for 2 hours at the Row in downtown. It has just like really clean spots. We have, you guys know, if you guys see our profiles, which like I'm sure you have, you know what we're talking about. There's like a good clean coffee spot. There's a good clean like wall, crosswalk, all the things. So we like batch our content there, because we've been not going as much as we have been in the past. So we'll get our content there, and then we'll head to an event probably around like I said, sometime between 11 and 1. And usually events aren't like too long. They're probably like 2 hours. And we'll like schedule anything else for our LA day. Sometimes we'll try to be productive and drop off clothes. We'll do a little closet clean out, go to Detour, which is a secondhand influencer store where we sell our clothes. So that's always really nice and feels super productive in our LA days if we're dropping off like 3 big bags of clothes. Just feels like we're cleaning out the closet, and somehow it doesn't ever feel like I actually made a dent. So we'll do that. And if we are on this timeline, we try leaving LA around sometime before like 3, but around 1 or 2, because the traffic is crazy. I feel like the traffic starts at 3 p.m. in LA, and then that can take you like 3.5 hours to get back to San Diego. So we'll try to leave around then. And at that point, I'll be home around like, wait, so 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I'll be home around like 6, 6:30. And then I am done looking at my phone for the night. I will post my reel. That's the last time I'm looking at my phone that night, because I usually am very exhausted after an LA day. I like to just like scroll, honestly, mindless scroll, or watch something with Josh and just try to go to sleep ASAP, because I am very tired at that point. I'll do my little nighttime routine. You said your like bathroom routine at night takes you like an hour. I swear to God, I'm gonna time mine tonight, because like I am rushing. I'm running a freaking race to get into bed.
Even when we travel, I feel like you're so fast too. And then I'm like, that's why I'm always like, you can go first, because like I'm like, I need.
Oh my God, I like, I hate it so much.
Myself, I also hate it, but like. I hate it because it takes so long, but it like just takes so long.
Like I am brushing my teeth so fast, okay? And then I quickly take off my makeup so fast, do my skincare. I think I wash my face and my skincare within 5 minutes,
oh,
floss, and then I'm in bed. Like I'm not sure what is happening.
I just get like distracted. I'll like find a pimple, and I know you're not supposed to pick, but then I like pick my pimple,
okay.
And then I see like a loose hairbrow. Eyebrow. I see a loose eyebrow, so then I have to like tweeze it, and then I'm just like, I don't know, picking at my face, and then
that is so funny. Okay, I'm not a picker, so maybe that's why I've never like picked at my face. But yeah, my whole nighttime routine, like that takes me freaking 10 minutes, like tops, because I am trying my best to get into bed as fast as possible. So yeah, that's an LA day. What about you? Even though it's probably pretty similar.
Super similar, but I feel like for me, I definitely prep the night before. Like I do not want to think about it in the morning, and I don't want to get up earlier than I actually have to. So I will fully like pack my shoot bag the night before. It'll be ready to go. I won't put it in the car, because I just have this like weird thing that like if someone broke into our garage and took my shoot bag, I would be so
pissed. I have
pissed.
That same thing.
So I don't like load the car the night before, but it's like downstairs, like ready to go. Basically my bags are like set, so that I feel like I wake up around, I think like 5:30 or 6, depending on what time we leave. We usually base it off the event, and I feel like we specifically pick events in a certain time frame. Like this event has to be between 10 and 1. If your event starts at 2 or later, I'm not going, because unless we're doing kind of like a afternoon night session in LA, then we'll like shift. But if it's a daytime activity, I am not staying in LA past 2 o'clock. So it's like your event has to be between 10 and 2. Otherwise we're probably not going.
Or else it's a nighttime. Yeah.
So then I'll usually wake up 5:30, 6-ish, do my makeup, full makeup and hair. And I feel like for whatever reason in the mornings, that really I can do it all in an hour. I don't know why I can do it so quickly. Mm-hmm. Then it takes me an hour, hair and makeup done. And I'm like, but when I'm just impressive. Shooting content at home, it takes me like an hour and a half,
like
2 hours.
Two.
I don't know why. So I'm like, boom, hour. And then I feel like we usually leave around like 7:30-ish. So we'll load everything in and then head out. Obviously make sure car has gas the night before, because I'm also not stopping for gas in the morning, and I'm not stopping for gas in LA. So we always go with a full tank, because I'm just not gonna do that. So then we drive up. Usually takes about 2 hours, 2.5, depending on where we're going, but the row is like 2 hours, so it's like pretty quick. And then I feel like we get there by 9, and then, we have our signature spots, crosswalk spot, coffee spot number 1, coffee spot number 2. There's, like, a far wall. There's, like, a ledge spot. There's, like, a glass
lots of
window
like
spot.
Spots
there's, like,
at
so
this
many.
Location.
Yeah. And so it's so funny too, because when we used to shoot there, we used to like lug our shoot bag around with us because there are bathrooms mm-hmm. like within all the facilities. But then the security ended up telling us like we're not allowed to do that because it
to
looks
have
like
our
professional
shoot bags.
It like yeah. looked like a professional shoot even though we had our iPhones. So it ended up actually working out better for us because then we would park in the parking garage for our crosswalk spot, and then we would leave the parking garage and go like park in the parking spaces, which was nice because then we weren't paying for parking at all when we used to pay for parking yeah. in the parking garage. So it ended up working out for us. And then we just change in the car. So we do all the spots, and again, I feel like we're so efficient. We like know which outfit we're gonna wear at each spot, and then know all the same poses for those spots mm-hmm. as well. So we really like crank it out, and then we'll leave for our event. I feel like the events are either somewhere near downtown or mainly like West Hollywood area. So we'll go do that. And then, yeah, like you said, do a detour drop where we clean out our closets, drop our clothes off, which feels nice because then it's like shoot day, event, and a clothing drop off. Productive.
Yes.
So we do that. And then, yeah, usually try to get out of LA no later than 2 o'clock, honestly. Like the traffic, I feel like, has been so bad lately. Maybe just because it was summertime. Maybe it's going to get a little better now that people are back to school, back to work,
yeah, maybe
less tourists. I don't know, but it was pretty bad. So we're like, we don't go up on Fridays unless it's really important, or the weekends, or like super late. But usually if it's like a evening event that we really want to go to, we'll go up to LA a little later, probably leave at 11-ish, get there at like 1-2-ish, shoot from like 2 to 5, and then go to the event. And then that way we can leave LA around like, I feel like 8 o'clock is good, mm-hmm. like safe for traffic, so that it'll only take us 2 hours to get home, which is better than sitting in traffic for 4 hours. So yeah, it just depends if it's a morning or like early afternoon event or a night event. But I feel like we try to avoid night events because a lot of times they're like drinks. And like,
yeah, usually like there's a lot of like party events LA.
Yeah. Like party
that start
DJ.
At 9 p.m. Like yeah, if it's starting at 9 p.m., like, we're no. probably not going. Actually, I don't think we've ever done that.
No.
Aside from like one yeah. few years ago, which was honestly kind of a crazy disaster. So that's probably for the best.
Yeah, I feel like we're just more specific with the events that we go to now. And it just has to make sense in terms of our schedule and driving and the plan. And if it just doesn't fit in those windows, then we're probably not gonna go because it's just not worth it at that point. So yeah, I feel mm-hmm. I feel like we don't really go to LA just for an event and like that's it. Like we try to make it a productive full day. So it's like the content, the event, dropping yeah. off clothes, appointment, whatever. Like, I don't know. So mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like that's pretty much what an event day looks like. And then yeah, just coming mm-hmm. home, and I feel like, yeah, I'm usually pretty exhausted. So I kind of just like want to decompress and lie horizontal on the couch mm-hmm. and not really do anything. So yeah, do that. And then yeah, post a reel at night because we're just dedicated and consistent and don't want to miss a reel, and then watch some TV, and then yeah, go to bed. I feel like pretty similar to the other nights. So yeah, that's kind of what I feel like an event day looks like for us.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
okay. So that pretty much kind of wraps up our day in the life series. So if you didn't hear our first episode, the episode before this one was just like an admin day, what we kind of do at home. And then this one was more around shooting content and events and how we kind of plan and prep for that. I feel like we've talked about this before, but the more prep you do, the more your future self will thank you, because
yeah,
like it's just so, I hate when I like don't have my outfits ready like the night before and I have to do it in the morning, because then I'm just like, oh, I just don't know what's gonna look good, and then I'm like frazzled, and
yeah,
then I don't
then
like
you feel
anything
rushed on timing. Yeah, I agree. I feel like that's kind of just built in our schedules now. Like whenever we have an LA day or a shoot day, like we're always planning the day before, and that is just like part of the job. It's part of work, and it's part of like what keeps our mental sanity together. So yeah, definitely recommend doing that if you're not already doing that to make this like creating content go so much smoother.
Yeah. And I think another thing too is just, I don't know, like I feel like, I don't know if a lot of people do this anymore, but I just feel like batching content is just so much easier than one-off shooting every time you go out or do something. Like,
yeah.
Because then there's less pressure when, like, say you're going on a date night. Like, there's not pressure on getting a photo when it's, like, your date night. You know what I mean? And, like, I mean, you might get a cute photo, but there's no pressure and, like, doesn't really have to be done.
Yeah.
And I just like having content ready to go. So it's, like, we have options, we have like a backlog, and like it just helps with like the feed and honestly just mental health in general. So like I feel like I always recommend people to batch content if they can, because then that way you're not shooting every single day, you're not being exhausted every single day, and you can really like, instead of spreading it out, you get it done, you know the content that you have, and then you can kind of plan accordingly. So I like batching content and doing that. So, but I mean, I feel like to each their own, everyone kind of has their own preferences, but I think that's why we kind of pick batching content.
Yeah, because then you have like rest days, and that's super needed.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do my makeup in here every day. Every like I'm day, trying to do it as least as possible.
I know. I feel like I do mine probably twice a week, the at-home content day and then like the
Yeah, and like whatever day we're shooting. Maybe. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. But that's pretty much what that looks like and kind of how we go about our days, prepping, time management, all of that. So that's it for this episode. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listeners of the week are the South of France girlies that are on the trip with us right at this very moment.
So excited.
Like so excited for our future selves. Like hope we're having the best time.
We are.
Please
absolutely
follow. Yeah, like follow along if you haven't already. I'm sure we are posting all the stories, content on the influence community, and yeah, shout out to all the South of France girlies. We also have a story on our highlights that is sharing all of them if you want to check them out. And yeah.
Amazing. Well, that's a wrap on this episode filled with my dogs barking like crazy. Dexter. I'm like, he's trying to protect me. And I'm like, Mom is okay. Okay, Dexter. He's like, Mom, I just got to let you know that there's a potential...
Maybe there's a potential man walking
threat. And I'm like, there's nothing, but okay. And then Wrangler has to chime in too. So,
oh my gosh.
Okay, guys, that is a wrap. Follow along our South of France trip and then Paris Fashion Week. And yeah, hope you guys have an amazing week. And we love you guys and chat in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.